Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk a little Hawks. And we welcome into the program the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, as Travis Schlenk is joining us this morning from Charlotte, North Carolina, home of the All-Star Game. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning. I'm actually in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
In Raleigh? What's in Raleigh?
New Research Triangle. What's not in Raleigh? NC State, Duke, North Carolina, the hotbed of college basketball.
No, well, Trav, you know, I was trying to be slick and try to get you to drop some names, but you I see you wasn't falling for that one. So what's new in your life, Trav? I mean, what's been going on with the Hawks, and how have you been? It's felt like we haven't talked to you in forever.
Yeah, it's been a while. 7 days. A lot can happen in 7 days.
Yeah, a lot has happened in 7 days, Travis, while you're playing. A lot has happened.
Yeah, well, my world, not a lot happened last week at the trade deadline. You know, last time we talked, we were it was a Tuesday before the trade deadline, and, you know, we only ended up making a couple, obviously, very, very minor deals. We were able to get Tyler Dorsey to a team where, you know, he didn't have a chance to get more minutes that he and his representatives were looking for, so we were able to help him out, and then we did a small deal with Boston to take on a guy for some cash. And then yesterday, obviously, Jeremy and his agent reached out and asked to be bought out so he could go to Toronto and get in the playoffs and, you know, help them compete for a championship. So Jeremy had been great for us, and, you know, we hated to see him to go. We hoped that he would stick the rest of the year out in our locker room and help our young guys, but you know, anytime a guy's got a chance to go try to compete for a ring, we want to be respectful of that. So we let him go. He'll sign with Toronto in the next couple of days.
Because Toronto needs somebody. Fred VanVleet out for about a month now with a thumb injury. And Jeremy Lin to that, Travis, how much did he really help? And we've seen the growth of Trae Young over the course of the season to the point where he was, as mentioned, Eastern Conference Rookie of the Month last month, and his game has grown. How much of that do you attribute to Jeremy Lin helping him through that kind of early phase?
Yeah, listen, that's really the reason why we went out and got Jeremy this summer from Brooklyn. You know, they needed to open up the space. We had space. We were able to get a couple second-round picks from him. But really, you know, Jeremy's path in the NBA from, you know, not getting drafted, signing a non-guaranteed deal, getting cut after a year. They kind of bounced it around and really down to his last hope in New York. You know, they throw him in the game and then Lin said it, he's born. And obviously Trey's path last year, just exploding on the scene in college and all the pressure and under the microscope. And then with the draft day trade that we had here and just the scrutiny that's been on Trey since day one, you know, it will be a bust, or after summer league, he is a bust. Jeremy, I think, was really, really a big positive for Trey, just to lean on every day to talk about the scrutiny and the microscope of the media on him. So we're very pleased with what Jeremy brought to our locker room, not just for Trey, but really everybody. You know, at the beginning of the season when we got off to a tough start, you know, there were a couple times in the locker room where Jeremy spoke up and was just able to share, you know, his experiences with the guys, with our young group, so they could see the bigger, broader picture of where we're going. So he was a huge benefit to us. And I, like I said, we hate to see him go, but, you know, obviously we're happy for him that he's going to go on for a place and, you know, have a chance to compete for a championship, hopefully.
With the exit of Jeremy Lin, does this put a little bit more pressure on Trae Young to become more of a leader in the locker room and on the court?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a small void there. You know, we still have veteran presence in there, you know, and Kip Bazemore and obviously Vince. You know, so that we'll be all right to get through this year. But one of the things Coach Pierce has done since day one with Trey is, you know, try to get him to take that mantle. And, you know, on the court, it's easy for him. He's extremely confident. But, you know, as a young man coming in, he's not his natural instinct. He's not the most outgoing kid in the world. So, you know, we're trying to spoon-feed him a little bit at a time on that front.
Talking with Travis Schlenk as we talk Hawks tonight. Well, Travis, big game tonight. A lot of eyeballs on State Farm Arena. LeBron James is in town against your team.
Yeah, the only time he gets to come to town this year, obviously the only time the Lakers come to town this year. You know, they've been a little bit up and down here of late. I think LeBron's only played two or three games since he came back from injury. And, you know, they go to Boston and they get a huge win there and then turn around and go to Philly the next night. And it doesn't quite go the way they hope. So I'm sure they'll come out and give us their best effort tonight. I know our guys will come out and be ready to go. You know, the last couple of games, we've kind of fallen flat in the second half. So hopefully we'll put 48 together tonight.
You know, speaking of that, you know, had this great road trip. I think you went 4-3 on the road trip. Come back home. Been on a little bit of a slide. Is that more so attributed to the fact that, you know, this young team is, you know, just still getting kind of acclimated to this long NBA season?
I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, we came back and obviously we're on a really big high from that road trip. We come back home, you know, playing Toronto. They just made a big trade and we played great in the first half. And in the second half, we just kind of lost our mojo. I think, you know, a couple things, right? So that was the end of the trade deadline. And we were really, really low-hanging fruit for the media at the trade deadline. It was extremely easy for, you know, anybody just to throw out a Hawks player's name because of, you know, where we are in our building process. You know, and that's tough because that creates speculation for the players and their families and the agents and really our fans. But we weren't really close to doing anything, to be honest with you, anything big in any way. But if you're just looking at Twitter or reading the internet, like you would assume that, you know, half the guys on our roster were involved in deals, and that certainly wasn't the case. So there was that pressure, and then I think there's just like a, that's passed and a letdown there, you know, emotionally from our guys, you know, coming back from the trip, you know, being gone that long. There's an, you know, emotional letdown there. And then there's the fact that for a lot of the guys on our roster, you know, playing 50 games in a season, they've never done. And, you know, they see the All-Star break coming up this Thursday night, two more games, and, you know, they get a week off. And it's an completely normal thing to look at that and be planning your vacation, trying to figure out, you know, if you're going to go to the Bahamas or Florida or Mexico. Like, I do sense that that's part of it, too. Things, you know, guys are just, they're looking at that break and excited about it.
Well, that isn't true necessarily for 2 year guys because they're going to be part of the All-Star festivities, both Trae Young and John Collins in the Rising Stars game, and Trae's going to be in the Skills Challenge. And then John's going to be in the Slam Dunk. So here's my question to you, Travis. Have you gotten into the ear of John Collins and told him what slam dunk you want to see?
Well, I mean, yeah, I appreciate the fact you think that I would have any idea how to do that, but you've never seen me jump before, so I'm the last guy you should be asking.
You didn't say 360 blindfolded off the backboard.
Fortunately, we got a couple guys walking around that have a lot more experience than that I do, and Dominic Wilkins and Vince Carter, so I laugh, you know, John's been, you know, practicing ducks after practice, and you'll have all those guys that they're saying this. I'm like, man, you guys shouldn't be saying anything. Just let Vince and Dominic talk.
Yeah, they know a little bit about this. They're two of the greatest of all time, right? I mean, and so is he getting schooled by those guys?
You know, Vince is there every day, and he's been giving them tips and kind of helping them come up with some creative stuff. So it'll be exciting and obviously a great thing for the Hawks to have. You know, both of those guys competing Friday night, and as you just mentioned, you know, both of them competing Saturday, which is really the Saturday night gets more viewership than even Sunday's big game. So it's great that we're going to have a couple representatives out there, and people are going to get a look at the Hawks.
Travis, it's always a pleasure. I do appreciate big game tonight with the Lakers in town, and then, of course, you have the All-Star break. Well, you have the Knicks coming in, and then, of course, you're looking ahead to the All-Star break, and John Collins this weekend going to be a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Neek later this week and get his thoughts about how he thinks, you know, John can possibly win it, because I don't know if you know this, but in Las Vegas, Travis, John Collins is the favorite to win.
Ah, well, look at that. Look at the Hawks. Favorites to win something this year.
Hey, it won't be long, Travis. It won't be long. I got full faith in you.
If you can't have fun with it, what's the point, right?
This is true. This is definitely true.
I have faith in you, Travis. Thanks a lot. Do appreciate it,
bub. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.